More than 200,000 people were detained along the US-Mexico border in July. The Customs and Border Protection Data Office says that's the highest number of migrants in two decades. It includes 83,000 family members and 19,000 unaccompanied minors. Around 45% of the people were turned back. Of those that stay, minors are held in government custody, including at a military barracks, while others are jammed in packed border facilities and quarantine camps. There's concern over the spread of the coronavirus, especially at one camp in South Texas, where more than 1,000 people have tested positive for COVID. The government is relying on a health code, Title 42, which allows them to bypass the normal immigration process to rapidly expel single adults back, some on flights into southern Mexico to try and deter them from trying to re-enter the US again. Caroline Malone, Washington.